A Tale of Two Halves in Titletown. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. We begin in Green Bay, where things started out okay for the Badgers in their football season opener against number 4 Notre Dame. The Irish led 13-10 at halftime, but then the second half happened.
Notre Dame is lucky. Luke Talent, your veteran guy, can come in and play that spot.
Oh, and Joseph's got to be picked off and loose down the sidelines. Going to go all the way is DJ McKinney. 55 yards the other way, the pick six for Notre Dame, and suddenly they've widened the gap on the Badgers.
And the Irish were off to the races, play-by-play courtesy of NBC. Wisconsin was outscored 28-3 in the second half, losing 41-13.
I don't have a great explanation for the second half. I give them a lot of credit. We kind of held the energy and created a lot of momentum in the first half. In the second half, we could do none. They physically got after us in the second half.
Coach Luke Fickell up next for Bucky at Camp Randall Saturday against Western Illinois. To baseball, Sunday went no better for the Brewers.
Ellie swings, high fly, deep right center, and gone! De La Cruz continues to drill left-handed pitching. He's got a career-high 10 from the right side, and the Reds get a couple runs right back. It's 6-3.
The Reds come away with a 12-8 win this afternoon. The Brewers return home for the start of a three-gamer with the Cubs. Minor league ball in the Midwest League. The Timber Rattlers and Sky Carp ended their seasons against each other. The Northerners getting the final leg up, flashing some leather along the way.
Looking for a double play ball. Runners will go instead, and there's a line drive deep to right field. That ball is going to be caught by Rolastre. He'll turn and fire back to first, and it's in time! Oh, what a play! Alastre gets the out at first, and that's a double play.
The Timber Rattlers come away with an 8-5 win over Beloit. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.